If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we recognize the last day before we enter into that very holy period of Lent. Let us be filled with your spirit of preparation, and let us recognize that this is a great opportunity for us to enter into this time to grow closer to you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we're looking at the second reading we have this week from James. This is also from the first chapter, just as yesterday was. And this is the only time we're going to look at James this week, because as of tomorrow, the whole season changes. But we're looking at his call for people to endure trial. And it's important to realize that any concept that once we come to follow the Lord, our life will be a lot easier is not necessarily true. It is easier in the fact that we're no longer dealing with the complications that we'd experience if we lived a total hedonistic or even secular life, because we're walking with the wisdom of God. So, for example, as I was talking about before, I was talking yesterday about having that smoker's cough, which I haven't smoked since 1980, but this is the tail end. And I'm still living in quarantine. That's a great thing about radio. I can be right here in front of a microphone here in the rectory, and I can live in the quarantine I'm called to by the CDC. So I'm still in quarantine. It's not affecting anybody, and you're not going to get COVID through the airwaves, so that's okay. But we're looking at that enduring that trial, that our life is not going to get all kinds of better if we follow Christ. It's going to be different, but we'll still have complications and difficulties, but they may be more related to a whole different aspect. For example, going to what I was going to say before I sidetracked myself, I quit smoking in 1980. I came back to the church. Those two facts are not necessarily related, but no, I quit smoking in 1979. So those two facts are not necessarily related, but I did quit smoking in 1979. And when I came back to the church, I quit drinking in 1980. And the complications that would have come from my life from smoking and drinking are no longer there. But there will be regular complications that happen anyway. But I'll see them from a different perspective of understanding God in my life and bringing prayer into what I go through and bringing all that into the reality of who I am and seeing everything through the reality that God is working in my life. So you see things differently and you act on them differently, because now you have the Lord in your life. And this is obviously something I recognized back in 1980 when I came back to the church, but obviously I've understood it over the past 44 years in a growing aspect, something that I recognized back then and then something that I recognize today, but I see it in a growing pattern. And I see it in a growing understanding. One of the major effects in my life is getting in touch through Adriano Marias, and Adriano and Flavia Marias and the Marias family is getting, and by the way, his son Antonio is a country singer down in Nashville.
is getting in touch with the Brazilian Catholic spirituality that that really also changed my life, and that's Canção Nova. And Brazilian, and you say, well, what's Brazilian Catholic spirituality? Isn't that the same thing as Catholic spirituality? It is, of course. It's exactly the same thing. Canção Nova has pontifical recognition from Pope Benedict XVI. So what is the difference? Well, culturally, things are going to be different. For example, when you look at Catholic American spirituality, you see there's a tremendous focus on avoiding sin, but not as much of a focus on coming to know Christ. I've told you earlier in the week that, earlier in the month, that I am reading a book by Cardinal Robert Sarra. It's this wonderful book. I cannot recommend it enough. It's The Catechism of Spirituality. And it's talking about the action of the Holy Spirit in our lives, something that is not that common. And he brings that out in Catholic spirituality. Well, he's African, so that's not American either. So when we reach out and discover our Catholic faith coming from different continents, which is all just the same Catholic faith, we can see aspects of it we didn't recognize were there before. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. We'll be right back right after this. I've got a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish, realize that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock Mass every Sunday. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about test driving, so to speak, a church, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, you may say, but if I go to the church, I'm not ready. I'm not going to show up and start giving money to a church. I don't even know if I want to contribute to your church. That's fine. That's fine. We appreciate your presence. But if you feel self-conscious, or you just say, you know, what if people see me not putting anything in collection? Not that anyone cares, and no one cares. They care about the collection, but they don't care about you if you don't put money in the collection. But anyway, if you write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection, now that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And remember, we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. But don't throw the stone. So anyway, by the way, you do realize that the church has been here for 125 years. So when they were looking for a place to put the church, they didn't throw a stone to the to Soldiers Field Road, and they didn't throw a stone to the Mass Pike, because neither of those organizations or neither of those reality roads existed at that time. So that's just happened to be where we are. Okay, so in any case, we're talking about this reality that St. James is saying, is realizing that once we come to know the Lord, our world, our focus will change, and we learn, and this is something I had to learn through the Brazilians and the Africans and so many others, the Asians, of bringing the Lord into our lives. And, you know, I'd say, well, why didn't I learn that as much as an American? And that's a real good question, because if you listen to American spirituality, especially, and I'm not criticizing it, I'm criticizing the way we want to look at how to live our Catholic faith, but I'm not criticizing the genre, so to speak, especially traditional Catholic spirituality. It's all based on you turning from sin so you can be open to the grace of God. It's not fully Catholic teaching. And where would that come from? Well, what do we as Americans believe in? American rugged individualism. I don't need help. I can do this myself. I can be the Clint Eastwood of Catholics. No, that's never been Catholic spirituality. We need to rely on God, and therefore we need to really bring our issues to prayer. And so many people, and I grew up with this too, understood the fact that we're supposed to, on our own power, turn from sin so that we can be holy enough to enter into heaven. And when we get up to heaven, we turn to the Lord and said, I've done all I'm supposed to do. You got to let me in, like we were from an American Western. That's not Catholicism, never has been, never will be. It's not Christianity either. It's this rugged individualism that has been Christianized. It's not. It's when we are, as St. Paul says, when you are weak, it is then that you are strong through the power of the Lord working through us. Through weakness, power becomes perfection. But in order for that to happen, we have to acknowledge our weakness to the Lord. And we have to come before the Lord, whether that weakness is an inclination to sin or an inability to have the strength to do something that we should do in order to live our Catholic life. All of that is part of who we are. And when we turn around and we bring that to the Lord in our weakness, and we open ourselves to the Lord and allow Him to work through that, then powerful things can happen. One of the things I've mentioned to people is, say, for example, you're dealing with a person who is an alcoholic who's been sober for so much time, and then all of a sudden he falls off the wagon. And what's going to happen to an alcoholic who does that, whatever addiction, and an alcoholic obviously is addicted to alcohol, but whatever addiction someone has, when they fall off the wagon, then they will be filled with this discouragement and despair. But I always bring out that your weakness is the key to your greatest source of holiness, because you invite the Lord in through that weakness, and that weakness can be filled with grace and help you to grow in holiness. And that's important. So we want to be careful of looking at difficulties as something that doesn't happen in the Christian life. And we also want to be careful at looking at difficulties as something that we overcome on our own so that we can be good enough to stand before the presence of the Lord. That is Western, movie Western spirituality. Maybe that's what I should call it. And I love movie Westerns. I love Westerns. I love True West magazine and Wild West, but that's not Catholicism. That's movie Western spirituality, and we don't want that. We want to offer ourselves to the Lord. We'll be back
tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.